Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'aser Sheni Perek Hey Mishnah Tes Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah is being learned Leilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama Shadav and Aliyah and Beschos Rochel Basar Gittel and Daniel Yezmer Inspire Rochel Leishi Bigamash Vazer Shal Kayama Bekarv Mamish. Now we had said that when it comes time to do beer on his Maisras, he has to physically take his Trumas and Maisras and give them to the people who need them. He has to give the Truma to the Kayin, Maisar Rishon to the Levi, Maisar Ani to the Ani, so on and so forth. But Mishnah Tes tells us, Mishayu pay rice of Rechaikin Rimenu, a person whose produce is far away from him, so he can't physically pick it up and give it to anybody. What does he do? Sarach Lekarei Lahem Shem. He has to at least call it by its name, which means he has to say that that fellow who is a Kayin, he's Zaycha in that Truma that I have in such and such place. That other fellow who's a Levi, he's Zaycha to the Meiser that I have in such and such place. And now we have a story about this. Meiser Rema Gamaliel Vaz Kanim Shayu Bayim Besfina. There was a story with Rema Gamaliel and a number of others at Kanim that were on a ship together. And it was time for beer Meiseris. And of course, Rema Gamaliel didn't have his produce with him. So Amar Rema Gamaliel said, Isur Shani Asid Lamoid, the tenth that I will eventually measure out and give to a Levi, Nasan Le Yeshua, it's given to Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was with him on the boat, and he was giving his Maaser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, he didn't have his Maaser Rishon on the boat, so he said, U'makayme Muskar Lai, its place, meaning the place where the Maaser Rishon is rented to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, the way that that works is that even though the Maaser wasn't there, Rabbi Gamliel rented the spot where it was to Rabbi Yeshua. And since Rabbi Yeshua now has rights to that spot, so he's kind of everything on it, which means that he's kind of the Maaser Rishon on it. Furthermore, Rabbi Gamliel said, Isur Acher Shani Yasad Lamoid, another tenth that I'm going to end up measuring out for Maaser Ani, Nasan La Akiva Ben Yosef, that's given to Akiva Ben Yosef, which is Rabbi Akiva, who was also with him on the boat, she is kibay laniyim, he should be zaycha in it for the aniyim. Rabbi Kiva was a gabbai tzedakah, he took care of the tzedakah funds, so he's able to be kind of this ma'aser ani for the aniyim. And once again, Rabbi Gamliel said, umakayim muskar lai, its place where it's located is rented to Rabbi Akiva, so that now he can be kind of this ma'aser ani. And now Amr Rabbi Yeshua spoke up and said, Isur Sha'ani Asud Lamoid, the tenth that I'm going to end up taking off, this is the tenth for Trumas Meiser, Nasan Lelazar Ben Azariah. That's given to Rabbi Lelazar Ben Azariah, who is a Kayin. And Mekaymer Musker Lai, its place is rented to him, so he can be kind to it. And now at the end of all of this, Minaskabu Zemiz Eschar, they each got money from each other, so they're each kind of the place where the Meiser or the Meiser Ani, or the Trumas Meiser was, and everyone successfully accomplished that which they needed to do. And now moving on to Mishnah Yod. So up until now, we've been talking about the physical act of Biur Meisres. However, after Biur Meisres, something else happens, and that's called Vidui Meisres. He has to say a number of psukim in the Torah in which he proclaims that he did Biur Meisres properly. Now, as we had said, Biur Meisres happens Erev Pesach, the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, whereas Vidui Meisres only takes place at the end of Yontif. And that's what the Mishnah says, B'mincha b'yontif ha'achroin ha'yumas vadin, and mincha time, the last day of Yontif, the last day of Pesach, that's when they would say Vidui Meisres. Now, why would they separate the Vidui and the Biur Meisres by so much time? That's because after a person says Vidui Meisres, he's not allowed to eat any of these Meisres anymore. But there was still some Meisres that he left over for himself after the Biur because he wanted to eat them on Yontif. So he couldn't actually say the Vidui until the end of Yontif. And now this Mishnah and the next three Mishnayos after that are going to be talking about the Vidui itself. We're going to be taking wording from the Psukim and explaining what they mean. Ketzad haya vidoi, says the Mishnah. What exactly was the vidoi? Biarti ha-kaidesh min abayis, he says. I removed the kaidesh from the house. What's that referring to? Zem Meiser Sheni v'netar avai. That's talking about that he got all of his Meiser Sheni and netar avai out of his house. Nisativ lelevi, he says. I've given it to the Levi. Zem Meiser Levi. That's talking about Meiser, which is given to a Levi, which is Meiser Rishon. V'gam nisativ, the Pasuk says. I also gave over zu truma trumas Meiser. That's referring to truma and trumas Meiser, which is given to a Kayin. La ger la yasem v'la almana, I gave it to a ger yasem and almana. What's that referring to? Is that Meiser Ani? That's referring to giving Meiser Ani. And haleket v'ashecha v'apeya, also talking about leket shecha and peya. Now, afal pisha ena ma'akvim es ha-vidui, leket shecha and peya, they're not ma'akiv the vidui. If he didn't give his leket shecha and peya to the aniyim, that doesn't prevent him from saying the vidui. And the last part of the pasuk this Mishnah explains is min habayis. He says, I got rid of it from the house. What's that referring to? Zuchala, that's talking about the chala, the part of his dough that he separated and gave that to the kain. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.